Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Zayin Ches Tes and Yud, and Simen Kuf Pei Bei, Sif Aleph. Sif Zayin, Ein Mevorchen Shum Brocha Al Mayim Achroinim. We do not make a brocha before using Mayim Achroinim. Mishtabir Sif Kon Yizayin, Ein Mevorchen Mechulam. The Fihatam Shebi Arnu Le'el Sif Kon Aleph, based on the reason that we clarified Sif Kon Aleph, Nishem Cheshash Melech Sedoimis, there's a concern of the salt from Sodom to Sakarayim, and it's harmful to the eyes. So if that's the reason why you wash my machoinen, to eliminate Mel Sodom, you certainly don't make a bracha when you wash your hands for that. The same way, you don't make a bracha when you protect yourself from other harm. For instance, the person who will filter his water at night because he wants to make sure there's no leeches in the water. Okay, you got to do it. You don't make a brach on it. Even according to the first reason we said before, that we wash to remove any filth from our hands before benching. According to this reason, then it would be fitting to make a brach on this washing. Nonetheless, that's not the minig. Today, we don't do the mitzvah like the Tekanas Chachamim and the Minig. Their Minig was to rub oils that were fragranted, scented oils on their hands, after washing with water, to remove any scum or smell. Since we're not doing it the way they did it, so we're not going to make a bracha at all. Siv Ches. Yesh oimim shemayim achronim en sichem nigov. There are those who say that mayim achronim do not need to dry your hands. When you wash mayim achronim, you don't have to dry your hands afterwards. Well, the Rambam, but according to Rambam, minagev, you should dry your hands. V'achach mevorach, and then bench. Mishtabur sifkon yuches, en sichem nigov, you don't have to dry your hands. Kivet she'enim boim raklin nakos as yadayim. The whole purpose is to clean the hands. So gam below nigav hanikia. So even if you don't dry them, once they're clean, they're clean. Sifkan yutesul ramachol, but the Rambam holds you should dry the hands. Severely, the Rambam holds though nikra netila b'li nigav. Without the drying, it's not called netila. The ayin le'er sof siman kuf ayin gimel. Look at the end of siman kuf ayin gimel. Mashma das hamachaber l'halka b'zeh. The implication is that the mechaber's view is to be lenient, that you don't have to dry hands. But what does it hurt? He should dry his hands to be yotze all the opinions. The Beis Yosef quotes the Sefer Shulchan Shal Arba. For in Hebrew, El Yerabba b'shem HaKolbo. El Yerabba also quotes the name of Kolbo. The Mayim Achroinim ain't Srichan Shi'ur. There's no specific amount of water for Mayim Achroinim. El Shei Behen Kedei Lodiach Ben Esadov. It has to be enough to wash the hands. If you look at Ma'aser Rav, it says the conduct of the Vilna Gaon was to use Revius. A Revius is required for Mayim Yishoinim before we eat bread. There's no such requirement. When you think about it, the Revius was to wash the entire hand, at least the point where the fingers meet the hand, the palm, and we go to the wrist. We have two shittas, how far you wash. Here the din is only to wash the second knuckle. So it really shouldn't be the same amount of water. It's got to be less water. You don't have to wash as much of the hand. But anyway, that was the meaning of the Vilna Gaon. Se'if tes. Mayim achronim noitlim b'kol minei mashkim. Mayim achronim can be washed with any kind of liquid. Mishtu Bura sefkon chof. Noitlim b'kol v'chulu. You can use any liquid. Shegam hei menakin hayadayim mezoma komayim. Other liquids will clean the hands like water will to get the filth off the hands. So this got to be, there is no water. All you have is the other drinks. If you had water, don't use other drinks in place of water. You can use other beverages. You can use oil. You can use honey. You can use milk. You can't use wine. So that's too important and special. The various types of water which are unfit for washing your hands for bread, Dahainu, that means shenasim ben malacha. Maybe it was used for something else. Maybe you washed the dishes with the water. That water cannot be used for mayim rishonim. Oshenishtanu marehen, or maybe it changed its appearance. Vafilu mayim shenivs mishtias behema, even water that the animal won't drink. Kegavna, similar case like that. These examples of water are unfit for mayim rishonim, mikomalkim kshem lachronim, but they are fit to wash mayim achronim. Vegam in sarach lehem kli, and you don't need to use a cup to pour from. Vekach gavra, and you don't need a person, a human being, to pour the water. Ki rishonim, like you do need by mayim rishonim. Vein chatzisa yadayim b'sasman, and if there's something on your hand, it's not a chatzisa, it doesn't bother us if there's something separating between your hand and the water. Gam in sarach lishbach hayal devel pam achas, and you just have to pour once. You don't have to pour more than once, like we say by mayim rishonim. Se'if yud. There are people who don't wash mayim achronim. Even those who have the minig not to wash mayim achronim, adam shu istinis v'rogeli toyodv achasuda, a person who is very particular and will always wash his hands after meal, l'didei have yodayim mizamos, he will consider his hands unclean v'tzorach l'toyodv, and he'll have to wash his hands kodim b'chamos before benching. There are those who do not have the minig to wash hamachonim. Why? We don't have melos adamis. We don't have this salt from Sodom that causes blindness. And as far as filthy hands, it doesn't bother them. Since people don't care to wash their hands when they eat, for us it's not called filth. Vilna Gaon writes in his commentary, the Tzorech Litol Gama Idna. No, we do have to wash our Achronim. Even today, the time of Stomus Yadayim is almost Kamata Shaykh, the Mel Sodomus issue, and the filthy hands apply today too. Kosha Kasav is Sefaf, like we're in Sefaf. V'chen Kosev Mogen Avraham, B'shem HaMekubolim. The Mogen Avraham also writes in the name of the Mekubolim. The Kol Adam Yizoheb Ma'achronim. Everyone should be careful to use Ma'achronim. V'chen Hechme Ma'ashal B'yam Sheshloim. And the Mashal and Yam Shishlom was also strict. And so writes Birch Yosef, Ayin Sham Shehichmer Habib Zeh. Look over there that he was very strict with us. Sifkan Chav Gimel. Vitzarach Lito Yadav V'chulim. He should wash his hands. The person who's the istinus has to wash his hands. What does I mean to say? The Zemidina Tzarach Lito Yadav Mamachon. He, Lahalocha, has to wash his hands, Mamachonim. L'kulam according to all opinions, because as far as he's concerned, his hands are disgusting. V'kos v'achom v'achorim right, shafilu roitz levorach al hayayin o peros b'emsa suda tzorach l'kancham mikodem. That if a person wants to drink wine or eat fruit during the meal, and he needs to make a bracha on the fruit, he needs to make a bracha on the wine, so he has to clean his hands, even during the meal. Since his hands are filthy, he's an istinus, so right now he can't make a bracha. So if he's eating a food that requires a bracha during the meal, he'll have to wash his hands before the bracha. And the istinus will have to wash his hands before he benches. And he has to be careful. Once a person washes ma'achroinim, he should not interrupt between the tilas ma'achroinim and benching. You don't even talk divitero after washing ma'achroinim. Simekuf pebeis din kois birchas hamazon v'shloihei pogum. The halachas of the kois for benching and that the kois, the goblet of wine, should not be pogum. Sif Aleph. Yesh oimim, there are those who say, shebirchas hamazon tuna kois, that when you bench on a kois. You have to have a cup of wine or grape juice when you bench. Afilu biyochid, even if he's by himself, v'tzorach lachzorach alav, and he has to go find the kois, he has to get the wine. And he shouldn't eat without a cup to bench on. If he anticipates and expects that he can get it. Even if he's going to miss a meal in the time it takes to get the wine to bench, that's the requirement, a serious requirement. Well, if he's according to this, if two people eat together, each of them will need a kais. You need two kaises in that case. That's one sheet. V'yesh oim, others say, she'ena tuna kois el b'shloisha. There's no din of kois shal brocha by benching unless you have mezumin. Once you have three, we do kois shal brocha, but not one or two. third shita. Even with the mezuman of three, you don't need a kais. The Ramah says, mitzvah in a mufchah. Now there is a mitzvah in a mufchah. The best way to do the mitzvah is to use a kais. But the mechaber brings three shitas and does not decide. The first shita says you have to have a kais, even yechidus, by myself. The second shita says only by mezuman. The third shita says you don't even need by mezuman. The Ramah says it's a nice thing to have a kais. The first Yeshom says you have to have a cup. We know that there's so many brachas that the Chacham instituted that you need a kais. Chasana, Bismila, Bibnei Shekein, who dare cover. This is giving honor for Shevach Nol Kodesh Baruch Hu and a beautiful praise to Hashem. The Sadu Shevacha, Bichasa, Yisbarach al kais. To say over the Shevach and the Brachas, the praises to Hashem with a kois, Moshe Kos, like it says in Pasuk, Kos Yeshua Sasa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra, that I lift up the kois and I call out Hashem's name. So benching is no different. Havdolah, Kiddush, all these things with a kois. So benching is all a kois. Sivkan Beis, Velo Yochel V'chul, in this case you shouldn't eat without a kois. Ukmolin Havdolah, Beis Sadivav, the same way by Havdolah, same way by Sadivav. If he anticipates to get a glass for wine by the next day, Sunday morning, he shouldn't eat Lav Malka. Wait for Havdolah al Kais Sunday morning. Look at Magravam, he disagrees. It's true, there may be a loch by Havdolah to wait till Sunday morning to eat to make Havdolah al Kais, but not to bench. To bench on the Kais is, if you don't have a Kais, we're not going to say don't eat. For the Dharma of Avdol, you can't compare it to Avdol. I am looking in Magen Avraham. Obey Agro Mashma Gam came to mask him in Magen Avraham. If you look in the Vilna Gaon's commentary, it would appear that he also agrees to the Magen Avraham. Sivkan Gimel Mishnayim Oich Mechul. According to the first view in Shulchan Aruch, if two people eat together, you'll need two kaisas. The Beshlosha V'Yoyser Hashem Mizam Nan Yachel. Because if you have three or more, and there's a mezumin, then Echem Avarach Al Kais Imotzis Kulam. Then one person benches with the kais, and he takes care of everyone else's obligation. The way he says the birch zimun for them. But when you only have two people, the mitzvah the chalik, and then it's the mitzvah for them to each to bench themselves. One does not motzi the other. Then each one needs his own kais. The Ramah says the best way to do the mitzvah is to use a kais. What's the law mean to say? The afla deyazu, even according to this view, shein ton kos kal, that you don't need a kos at all. Haina she'ein b'chiyuv, that means there's no obligation. Avol kulei amamoyed in the mitzvah and muvchah levarach al kos, but everyone agrees there is a mitzvah and a muvchah to use a kos, im yesh lo yam beveso, if he has wine at home. Vehine. The bottom line, ha'machar b'lo echriya b'en ideas. The Shulchan Aruch brings three shitas and doesn't decide for us. V'das reshalu b'achla hachmir, debirz amazan sirich kos medina. The Mashal and Bach are strict. They hold benching needs a kais maker halacha, like the first view in the Chaber. But the meaning of the world is to go with the third view, the lenient view. So the chazar kais, we don't need a kais. Unless there is wine or chama medina available, does bevadei, then the third shita would agree that it's a mitzvah and a muvchah to kliyam levarach al kais. There is a mitzvah and a muvchah to bench on a kais. The Chanalik said before. V'davka kishu b'zim eshosh. That's if there are three, the mezuman. Avlin yachid, but if only one person or two, mekilin kam achram lagami. Many achram are totally lenient. V'ayin lakamei b'sof sif beis b'haga. Look later at the end of sif beis normal. So when it comes to a yachid, typically the yachid does not bench with a kais. But with once you have mezuman, so then already there is this inyan of the mitzvah and mufkar. And some people will only bench on a kais on Shabbos and Yontif. And he brings it in the notes. He says, the Och Shulchan writes, the minigah oilam is not to bench on a kais. Do our medaktikim on Shabbos and Yontif, when there's a mezumin, to bench on a kais. And he brings that there are swarm that bring this idea, that on Shabbos we'll be more careful. However, Chazanish and the Stipler did not bench on a kais, even on Shabbos, even with a mezumin. Then he quotes information. The Igris, he says, there is a mile to bench mezuman with a kais, but there's no chiv. Even with a minion of ten, there's no chiv. Hundreds of years, they didn't bench on a kais. You know why, says Moshe? They didn't have wine. It was not that readily available. For hundreds of years, it was not a common thing. They did. But if they weren't using one, they weren't going to. So mele, it became that birchas hamazon does not need kos. The pesach has become, if for hundreds of years we weren't benching with a kos, that's the pesach. We don't need a kos. So now we do have wine, it's readily available. The mele doesn't change.